This recording, Russia 24, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unusual mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Hello everyone, my name is Alexander, I'm 32 years old and I'm from Russia. Although it would be more precise to say that now I live in Russia, because despite I was born in Russia, most part of my life I spent in Kazakhstan. In terms of accents, I cannot say that living in Kazakhstan somehow affected my pronunciation, since I don't speak Kazakh language at all. Since my city was located just 300 kilometers away from Chelyabinsk, and everyone spoke Russian. Actually, I had never even felt like being living in a Turkic-speaking country. So, notes of an accent in my speech are pure Russian. Всем привет, меня зовут Александр, мне 32 года и я из России. Хотя точнее было бы сказать, что я сейчас живу в России. Потому что хоть я и родился в России, но большую часть своей жизни провел в Казахстане. Не могу сказать, что жизнь в Казахстане как-то сказалась на моем произношении, потому что я не владею казахским языком. Поскольку в Казахстане я жил на самом севере, и мой город расположен всего лишь в 300 километрах от Челябинска. В принципе, я даже никогда не чувствовал, что живу в какой-то тюркоязычной стране.